With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to another episode of Pit Lane Parlay. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie is here. We are going to talk about some race cars. We're going to talk about some movies. We're going to talk about, I don't know, whatever else comes to mind. But you know what we're not going to talk about, Frenchie? IndyCar test times. Because test times don't mean anything. And people who think test times mean anything are silly. That is our, like, that's like a Sesame Street PSA for the day. That being said, let's take a step back and go to some non-racing questions to start. I have a few because I think these are, like, kind of, I don't say kind of easy, but they're not, like, you don't need, like, a well-drawn-out answer to come up with these. Would you rather have no knees or no elbows?
And I'm assuming that the limbs would be amputated, essentially.
So, no, not necessarily. Like, you could have, like, no elbow. Like, you'd have an arm. It just doesn't bend.
Then you really couldn't pick that many things up. But I think I'd rather have no arms and no elbows then. Yeah, because you can walk without that. But then you can't drive. You can't do a lot of things. I don't know. Whatever. No knees. Let's just go with that. Okay.
I'm going with no knees, too, for that same reason. Like, it might be a little hard, but I think it's at least you could still... You might have to sit kind of different to drive your car, but you could make it work at least. Okay. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
I'd lose the ability to lie then, because I would just not say anything. I'm not a very good liar to begin with. Me so, either. Yeah, I don't want to believe... I believe very little that I'm told anyway.
Yes, yes, I can confirm this is accurate. I would also agree with you on your answer for that. Okay, here's one more. These are just from, like, a random list. Nobody sent me these or anything. I'm just kind of looking at them as we go here. And I want to choose one more, but I don't know. Okay, no, that's boring. We will go with, would you rather have lots of small bad things happen to you throughout any given month, or have one day per month where lots of bad things happen to you?
I guess I'd go with the one day, just then I could prepare for it, and I just deal with it on that day.
Yeah, I again agree with you. I feel like the... like a bunch of small bad things happening to you is kind of the story of, like, I don't know, some of my life. So, like, I'm kind of over that whole thing, and I would just like one day a month that, like, things are bad.
Yeah, I would just hide in my house probably during that day to avoid as many negative.
Turn off my phone, hide in the house, get a dog walker to walk the dog, like, you know, just leave nothing to chance. At least I can control the bad things that happen to me. Maybe. Okay. That's what I got there. Unless you want me to do one more, if you're enjoying these randomness.
It's about the listener, so I think we should provide them with more of this frivolous content.
Okay, all right. Let's do one more in this. Let's get out of the would you rathers. I will go with... Actually, I know would you rathers are kind of funny. I haven't seen The Matrix, so I can't... I haven't seen the entirety of The Matrix, so I can't ask that one. Would you? No, that's okay. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Ooh. I guess whisper.
Okay.
Because people can move closer to you. I think if I could only shout, people would get very angry at me in a lot of different situations.
I will say only shout because I can't whisper to save my life anyway. So those who are around me know I'm kind of a loud talker to begin with. So I don't know. I don't think it would change all that much for me. And now I'll segue into one IndyCar thing and then Frenchie will run from there. Jack Harvey did the testing for Dale Coyne Racing yesterday and today at Homestead. Today is Tuesday as we record this. So, and we're not going to look at testing times. I haven't even bothered looking at them. So that's all I'm going to say. What's that?
I looked at them, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I didn't even bother. So, yeah, that's what we got there. Frenchie, take it away.
Continuing on the IndyCar side, we had some other news today that Marco Andretti is officially back for the Indy 500 with a primary sponsor on the 98 car. It's spelled M-A-P-E-I, and we looked it up. It's an Italian chemical manufacturing company from Milan. I'm going to guess that said Mape or Mape. I'm not sure how you say it correctly, but that's my guess. So we'll learn how to pronounce that correctly. But he's back. I mean, his results of the last few years have been pretty terrible. I was looking earlier when this was announced. But hey, I mean, he's still pretty young. So why not? I do have a question for you after this. But the last thing I'll say on this piece of news is that Mape will be a sponsor on the number 27 car. They'll be an official partner. So Kirkwood's car throughout the entire season. He'll have it, yeah, on his car. So I guess they just really are going all in with this sponsor.
I mean, having a tiny sticker on the car, which is probably what it'll be for Kirkwood, it's probably just a sweetener, like, hey, if you sponsor the Indy 500 for Marco, we'll put a sticker on our car the rest of the year. So I don't think the full season thing really has all that much bearing on anything at all, to be totally honest with you.
One other little tidbit, we found that the current CEO of Mape is also named Marco, so maybe that's why he's sponsoring Marco.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yep, it could be that. Mm-hmm. My question for you that I was thinking about earlier is, what happens if Marco wins? Like, what does he do from there? Does he just hang up his helmet and retire? Okay, that's what you think he would do?
100%. Okay. 100%. Yeah. Yes, 100%. I'll just leave it at that.
So you don't think that, like, inspires him to continue driving and reignites his career in any way?
No. Okay. No, definitely not. All right. I thought that's what you might be getting at, but no, I do not. I do not think that.
I mean, I would like him to win the 500 because of the Andretti family. Just to break that, and also maybe just to have some respect on his name, kind of redeem his career.
I have no problem with him winning or, you know, podiuming or doing well or anything. Honestly, I'd probably prefer him to win than any of the other Andretti drivers in May. So, you know, Colton, Kirkwood, Marcus. So
Marcus already won, so he doesn't even count. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't count. So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
All right, the other piece of IndyCar news that I have for today is that
yes,
there's another lawsuit going on about Laguna Seca. I guess because of its status as like a, it's owned by the County Board of Supervisors or something like that. But so there was some group that on December 12th, of last year called Highway 68 Coalition. They filed a lawsuit against Monterey County alleging nuisance issues for local residents, including increased noise and traffic during its use on race weekends and track days, and complaining about all that kind of stuff. I guess what's going on is Laguna Seca has responded, and what they said is, it is unfortunate that certain individuals have chosen to file a complaint against the county concerning operations at Laguna Seca, but basically the county does not recognize any merit to the allegations and expects a favorable legal conclusion. This is just,
you know what Laguna Seca just said? They said,
what?
That's a creepy laugh.
I know.
Wow.
That's probably irritating to listen to when people actually listen to this week, but it is what it is. That's fine.
It's going to haunt people. Bother that many people? I don't know. So these are whatever the Karens of that area, yeah, just getting upset. The racetrack has been there for a long time. They're trying to seek its reduction in its usage and noise levels. It already has a whole bunch of restrictions on when the track can be used, like when action can happen on track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too early and not too late. I just don't get it. I mean, what do they want to do with that land? Just get rid of it completely?
If people aren't angry, they get bored. Not like people like in general, just like that type of person who makes these ridiculous lawsuits.
Yeah, I was expecting this to be someone who was going to hammer it on environmental terms and say something about how it's not good for the environment. But this sounds even worse. This is just someone whining. They don't even have a legitimate argument here.
Exactly.
And that's what the county said, like you just remarked. No, so
the county said, ha 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 ha.
Do it again. All right.
I don't know if that one was as good because I don't remember exactly how the laugh sounded, but that's what I was trying for.
If that was the way you actually laughed, I probably would not be friends with you.
Have you ever seen, there's a clip, that's fair. I haven't seen it in a while, but it's like on like, you know, Instagram, Reel, TikTok, whatever. It's like this girl who can laugh without like moving her face muscles. It's so like, I mean, it's like what you see in a horror movie. I'll look it up on YouTube while you bring up the next topic and send it to you if I can.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, so I'd like to see that now. It sounds like a very interesting, I don't want to say talent because I don't know what to call that, but thing that she figured out she could do somehow. That's one of those things that like, how did you determine that you were able to do this? And what was the situation that you would ever use it? But good for her that she found her internet fame by doing it.
Yeah, like her friend put a camera up and she just like turns around in the hallway and laughs. I mean, it's pretty like, and I like creepy movies, but yeah, there's actually a whole, I just found this, it's from 10 years ago, 16 people laughing without smiling. But like, I think this girl is by far the freakiest or best one. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
All right, I'll have to watch this after we're done recording just to fully grasp the context of what you're talking about. But I think that's it for IndyCar. We have some F1 news, but is there anything else you can think of on the IndyCar side?
Nope.
All right. In that case, the big news, as we communicated in the past that said it was going to happen, is that Madrid was announced as, I guess, a race joining the F1 calendar from 2026 onward. And looking at the news, it's going to be a 5.47 kilometer circuit, like in the city. And it'll have 20 corners, a lap time of about a minute and a half. They have space for like 110,000 fans. And it's already a deal that will run from 2026 to 2035. So just like Las Vegas, before the race has even gone ahead for the first time, they already have a decade-long deal. I'm seeing stuff that it's going to have a banked corner, similar to the one in Zandvoort. It's going to have some tunnels. So hopefully they'll make it cool. I like that it's actually in the city itself. It's not like Miami, where it's in the Miami metro area.
In the city, wink, wink.
Right. So that's cool, like Vegas. this is going to be successful probably for a lot of reasons, but it's a major city in Europe. I mean, that's cool for F1 to be there.
Sure.
Hopefully it'll be good racing, not kind of too narrow for it to have some good racing. But I think that when you have Fernando Alonso and Carlos Sainz, assuming that Alonso will still be in F1 by 2026,
he will.
It's going to be a huge deal. And this is seems to be the way that F1 is going. I saw a meme, I think I actually retweeted it, that basically as Formula E is moving towards more traditional racetracks and circuits, like
you did
permanent circuits.
That. Yeah.
Formula One is moving to the street tracks. So it's interesting to see them reversing. But are you excited about this at all? Is it?
Nope.
I mean, we knew it was happening, but are you
disappointed
in it? Like,
yep.
Does the layout look underwhelming?
Nope. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, listen, the track might look cool, especially if there's some tunnels or, you know, a Zandvoort-type corner, which I think is a pretty cool kind of unique feature for a road track to have a almost banked oval-type turn.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's going to race well, A. B, city circuits in general, and this is just like my personal opinion, are my least favorite type of racetrack in terms of just the overall racing, the atmosphere, being able to walk around.
Oh, yeah, cool to be at the event, it's the worst. Because you can't see anything.
I don't enjoy it. I don't like watching
TV
them on
cool.
TV. I disagree. I think on TV, it's still my least favorite. And I don't think, like, and I'm just saying, like, city circuit, natural road course, and oval as, like, the three, like, simplifying the terms. But in terms of those three, city circuits are my least favorite, and it's not even, like, to me, it's not even close. You might be able to convince me otherwise. I'm not saying that, like, it's like an opinion I'm gung-ho on, but at this point in my life, I know what I like and I know what I don't like. But I also, you know, this track is going to be on the schedule the first year of the apparent new car, which, you know, could just be a total train wreck if there are lots of reliability issues with new engines or whatever. But I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't care. I don't really, like, I saw the announcement. I didn't pay any attention to it. I mean, I paid attention to it, but I paid no mind to it after I saw the announcement. I saw the meme you sent me. It was funny. And then I stopped caring about it. I am totally off. I am still off the F1 bandwagon, about 98%.
Well, on that note, I was actually going to say that I think this reflects the shift, overall shift for F1 away from diehard racing fans to casual, you know, individuals who just want to check out an event.
Yeah.
And so this is great for them. It's in the city, right? I mean, it'll cause the disruption in the traffic that may piss off a lot of people who have no interest in the event. But for those who want to check out F1, have never been and know about it, but maybe aren't fans, this is a great way to get them there because they don't have to drive out or take a train or do whatever it is to some remote area. It's right there in, you know, on their front door, so to speak.
Yeah, but how is this accessible to the, let's just say, casual race fan that if the casual race fan doesn't make a shitload of money?
Yeah, well, that's an
issue. I know that's not exactly what you're getting at, and I understand what you're getting at. I'm just wanted to bring that point up as well.
No, but we saw what they did with Miami. I mean, it's to bring in people who aren't race fans. It was to bring in influencers, celebrities, rich people who just want to be seen at the event. It's a cultural, I guess, event on the calendar rather than really a race. So I just hope that they keep enough of their pure, let's say, race events for it to remain more than just a glorified spectacle. But the important part, I guess, we'll add to this is that Stefano Domenicali has told, I think, F1.com, among other sources, that the Madrid race does not mean that F1 will be leaving Barcelona. Spain has supported two events in the past. The European Grand Prix was one at, or I guess it was at Jerez, I think, from 94, or in 94 and 97. Yeah, definitely 97. And then they had Valencia in addition to Barcelona, too, from like 2008 to 2012. So Barcelona may not be going away, but it may also be the end of Barcelona after this deal. I don't know what their contract situation is, but I just think it's funny that Barcelona was one of the most complained about, whined about tracks by F1 fans. And now that it's being taken away for a street track, they actually realize, oh, there is something worse. And this is it.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm definitely, I guess I'm guilty of that too. So I, yeah. All right. Fair point. Still hate it.
We were also right on the news about whatever Visa, Cash App, Racing Bulls, because there's been a whole thing on, I think it's AlphaTauri's Instagram, about saying goodbye to the team. And it's like they're acting like they're becoming a whole new organization. It's just a rebrand. Calm down, guys. But we got the correct information on that. The last piece, and I've shared this in our Twitter group, so if people want to be on the inside, just message either I or host and come join us in there. But it looks like Otmar Szafnauer, your favorite, and what was his nickname from you again?
Oatmeal.
Yeah. Was going to, or is likely to be hired by Haas to replace Gunther Steiner. We're hearing that from some sources. So my sources so far have been right on everything they've been willing to tell me and told me that I could share with the world. I do have a few things that I am not allowed to share yet that I...
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
Coming up on 5-Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5-Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Will eventually release from these sources too, but it looks like that's going to happen. Are you excited about this? Is that good news for Haas? Bad news for Haas? Does it matter?
I just don't understand. I guess I would truly have to understand what his role will be versus the guy they promoted, whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Yeah,
him. To like truly understand, but I mean, what has Oatmeal done that's been successful?
No, I think when we were discussing him, I was like, well, he's been fired from, let's see.
Five jobs or something, four teams, three teams,
so
five
Force
teams.
Force India, he got fired in 2022, and then he left Alpine in 2023. So, yeah, he was fired from two different jobs within, like, the span of a year. I guess Haas is probably the team that's picking up the scraps. So you're at the ultimate bottom of the grid. If you get fired from Haas, Otmar, I think that's the end of the road in F1. There is no chance to come back because as he's moved down the grid. But hey,
yeah,
maybe he'll just cash out and he still wants to be in F1 and he'll use this. And then he'll have the credibility of being the team principal of three different F1 teams. and can move on to like sports cars or something.
Yeah, then he'll move on to like the British Formula touring car series, because that's the only series at this point that will probably take a chance on him. No, offense to any people who legit. Are actually fans of that series, but yeah, I don't
know. E-scooter. We haven't dropped an e-scooter reference this year, I don't think, so there's the first one.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, man. Listen, e-scooters, it's the real deal. If I ever say that, that's like, you know, like when they're like, if I say, like that meme is like, if I say this, you know it's time to like, you know, knock me out unconscious. It's like, you know, pull the plug. It's like, if I say e-scooter is the next big racing series.
Is that like a cry for help? That would be, essentially?
That's a cry for help, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I know it's code now if you're kidnapped and held against your will.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing
I text you out of the blue something about e-scooter and being super excited, I've been kidnapped. Oh, boy.
Okay, that was all the F1 stuff. The only thing I had left is that I saw the Ferrari movie last week, if you wanted to hear my review. Yeah. I didn't give you my review, I don't think, because I wanted
you
to...
You did not. I'm gonna put myself on mute and let you talk to the crowd about the movie, and... Yeah. Go.
So, I know it's not brand new. It came out, I think, on Christmas, so I'm about a month late, which is actually pretty fast for me to see movies, given that most of the movies
I watch...
That's
not too bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, I saw it the other day. I'm gonna say that Michael Mann is an amazing director. I love his movies. Collateral, Heat, Thief, The Insider. Those are also my favorite movies. Miami Vice, one of my favorite shows. So, he was great. Is great. This movie was for people who are deep, deep into historical racing. It does not provide you with any context or any hand-holding. And there's only about two scenes of racing in it. So out of, I think it's a 130-minute movie, I'd say there's probably 10 minutes or less of actual in-car action. And it covers just the year 1957, so a year after Enzo's son Dino had died. His marriage is in a difficult spot because he was philandering with different women throughout his life. I was reading that he was just known for having affairs. But it's more about Enzo. It's a character study. I mean, you do have some drivers in there. You have some cars in there. But it's all about how complicated Enzo was as a person, how Machiavellian he was in controlling that team. The cool part, I thought, was that it really gave you an insight into how influential the different women that were in his life were. Because I don't think they've received any credit, and that's pretty interesting to me. It also gives you a bit of context for how Piero Ferrari, the current chairman of the Ferrari group, grew up, and the whole issue about being the illegitimate son that Enzo had had with a mistress and being accepted into the family and whatnot. So it's a good movie. I'd rate it, I don't know. It was okay. It's not going to be one that I will add to the list of excellent racing movies. I mean, I think Rush and Ford versus Ferrari were way better. I mean, they had probably a lot more Hollywood drama thrown in, and maybe some more not unrealistic, you know, just extra details added for the excitement of the story. This does not have that. Michael Mann strived for realism, and I think he did a good job. So if you're into Ferrari, if you're curious about him as a person, if you've read any of his biographies, I would say check this out. It's worth it. But yeah, I took my fiance, and I could tell in the middle, the movie is slow. Like, it was dragging. So yeah. It's not what you would expect from a normal racing movie. It's a lot more about him. And he was a very complex figure. So you'll either come away hating him or loving him or a little bit of both, like I did.
Yeah, I had heard somewhere online after the movie came out that it really wasn't a racing movie. It was just a history piece with a bit of racing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, girlfriend asked me, she's like, do you want to go see it? I know you've wanted to go to the movies. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'd rather wait for something that, Like, I'd rather, if when that goes on streaming one day, I'll watch it on streaming.
Yeah.
But I'm not going out of my way. I actually, this is not totally non-racing related, but speaking of, like, movies, since occasionally we talk about movies or TV shows, watched, it's streaming on HBO Max, and I'm not, like, I don't know a lot about musicals or the history behind them, but I watched one. It was like a movie version kind of streamed on HBO Max by the same guy who directed Hamilton, called In the Heights.
Lin-Manuel Miranda? Is that him?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's about like Washington Heights, the New York City neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was very kind of heartwarming and uplifting the entire time. And it's very long. It's, I don't know if it's 3 hours long, but it's pretty damn close. It was,
I'll look for you.
Yeah, it was on the longer end, to the point where, you know, we paused it at one point because I think I had to let the dog out, and I was like, holy shit, there's still, you know, an hour and 27 minutes left in this. It might, wow, be 2.5 hours. I think that would be my like guess without remembering what time we started it the other day.
Where? Found stuff about the play. Oh, film adaptation. Here we go.
Yeah.
This came out in 2021. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is 143 minutes, which is 2 hours and 23 minutes. So almost 2.5 yeah, hours.
All right. So I wasn't far off. Anyway, if that's your thing, I highly recommend it. It was really, really good. Especially if you're having like a bad day or something, it's something that will bring some cheer into your life, which is not something I usually watch. So I know it's very out of the horror movie on Netflix category that I tend to gravitate to when I'm bored. But anyway, that's all we got. We'll be back next week. You got one more thing.
It okay. is that contest we oh, mentioned yeah, go ahead. Last
you
week.
Just go ahead. Yeah.
That you're supposed to guess, listeners, who we are interviewing next week, I believe it is, right? Isn't it next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So, which day is it next week? Wednesday or Tuesday?
I think we're recording next Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, so, listeners have until, I guess, Tuesday. No, until this episode comes out next week, so that would be what, like, Thursday?
This episode comes out in 2 or 3 days.
Episode.
We'll put it out Friday. Oh, that episode. That episode will come out. Yeah, that episode will come out. We'll make it Friday, February 2nd.
Okay, so that's the deadline for people to guess. Submit that.
Well, no, you have to have your guess in by the end of February 1st because the episode's going to drop at midnight, February 2nd.
Yeah.
So okay. You have to have it in before the episode becomes an episode.
Okay, so we just didn't provide enough context for this contest, and I wanted to do that. Because if we're going to give away prizes, people have to know how to get them.
I just wanted it to be vaguely ambiguous so that you had to try to guess and figure it out, and you probably didn't want to do that, so then you panicked. And on that
me?
Note,
that I
no,
panicked?
Not you. Just no, just like the list, like a listener panicked.
We haven't even
not,
told people how
panicked.
To submit it, though, yet. Like,
no, just send us a DM
message
on Twitter.
It. Yes, message it to the Pit Lane Parlay account or to either host or myself. But you have to be following all three of us to be eligible to win this prize.
Yeah. So follow me. Or don't. But then you don't win.
Stay ahead of the pack with the latest racing news and interviews from the Hammerdown Racing Report, your source for regional racing action as well as the national scene. Every week, we recap racing action from all around Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan and cover national racing series from the World of Outlaws to NASCAR. Plus, get all the latest racing news. Join hosts Scott Hammer and Ron Miller, along with different featured guests each week. From dirt to asphalt, we have you covered. The Hammerdown Racing Report, available weekly on your favorite podcasting platform.